G'day guys, and welcome back to the Setting Our Kart Class podcast. Today we're going to be discussing how to drive consistently in go-karting. Now it's super important to be able to knock out a fast lap because that might set you up the grid in qualifying if you can pull out a tenth or two on a particular lap. But realistically, when it comes to racing in itself, we want to be consistent. So that's just whether you're driving 1 or 2 tenths slower, but being able to do that 10 laps in a row, super important. That means we're making less mistakes and we're minimizing opportunities for other drivers to get past us. Now, consistency is all about hitting the same markers each lap. For some drivers, that might have a visual marker. So whether that's a tire barrier, a painted line on the track, a certain part of the curbing that identifies to the driver, that's when I'm gonna hit the apex, or that's when I'm gonna hit the brakes, or on their throttle. But we really wanna concentrate on trying to have that visual marker rather than focusing on, let's say, a shadow for an example, because that's really gonna have an issue with different times of the days. So straight away, it's like, you know what, there's a shadow over the track, I'm hitting a certain point, I'm braking at that shadow. An hour later, that shadow's gone. Now all of a sudden, the driver's a bit lost, and all of a sudden, he's backing off earlier, and now we're losing 2 or 3 tenths in that particular corner. So try and disregard any shadows. You might be able to use them for that one session or for a couple of laps if it's sort of working in your favor, but don't get set in stone on using that shadow. Now, the other thing is we want to keep our concentration, our mental focus up. So if we're constantly looking behind or worrying about other drivers, what happens is we start to lose focus, and then those markers are harder to actually find because we're not concentrating as much. So we're not looking ahead into our corners. And then what happens is if we're looking over our shoulder, oh crap, there's our braking marker. Now we've overshot the corner. Too much speed on the way in. Oh, now we've missed our apex, or we're oversteering. And that's when mistakes creep in. Generally, and if this happens with myself, even after 25 years of racing, you make a mistake in the next corner, you want to pick it back up. So then you try 110% into the next corner. What happens is you're likely to make another mistake. And so that flow-on effect of mistake, 3, 4, 5, 6 tenths may have gone past in that one lap. And then you're chasing your tail. Then you're starting to get nervous in a race. Then you're starting to look behind more. Then you're having to over-defend because there's someone on your bumper because you've made more mistakes. And it's that real negative flow-on effect. So getting back to that concentration, it's having those visual markers so that you can really concentrate on, that's where I've got to brake, that's where I've got to accelerate, that's where I've got to apex. And just trying to mimic that from lap to lap. Then you start to visualize those points. So in between sessions, you finish a run and you want to start to visualize. Oh, I remember that tree. That's where I got to break at. And you already start to program your mind about what you're going to do the following sessions. That's super, super important to try and keep doing. With our consistency, it's obviously about trying to do at least 3 laps within 1/10 of a second. If you're able to do that one blinder of a lap, that's great. But it means that the kart and yourself is possible to do that, you know, multiple times. And now, as we're making our way through with experience and going into those bigger races with more experienced drivers and possibly better drivers than us, it's super important that if you can do it once, you've got to remember what was actually happening. So what were you doing? Were you ducking your head more for the lap? Or were you braking a little bit later or possibly braking less or carrying more speed into a particular corner? It's really trying to back yourself in. Once you feel confident in the package that you're driving, is to really try and push that limit a little bit more, and then remembering what you did so you can do it more often as well. That's really the key when it comes to consistent laps. Now, as I said at the start of the episode, consistency wins races, because when we're consistent, hopefully at a good enough speed, like it's no point being 1 second off the pace and being consistently 1 second off. It's about limiting mistakes. Stop looking behind, not over defending. It's those little things that are going to pay dividends for you to try and at least be on the podium more often than not, rather than that one blinding lap. Then next lap, you're off the track because you're trying 110%. You're back on the track, another mistake. You know, you're in the weeds, you're back on. That's when you start to get really messed up. And it could be good for qualifying to be on that extreme edge, you know, on a particular lap. But when it comes to racing, you might have to drive at 95%, but being able to knock it out lap after lap. Hope those tips have given you some advantage next time you go to the track and you want to try and be consistent and, you know, really try and work on some key elements for your kart racing. But if you need no more information on kart racing, kart setup, driver technique, mindset, then be sure to visit us at kartclass.com. We'll be sure to help you out with your kart racing needs. Until next time, I'm your host, David Serra. Look forward to chatting with you soon. Cheers.